The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good evening, everybody. I hope everyone's having a good one. It's very, very early in the morning on Saturday. It's about 1:45 a.m. Eastern and on Saturday, March 30th. This is going to be a shorter show. It's just the handicap for the playoff match, the semifinal match between Cloud9 and Team Liquid in the LCS tomorrow. I'll be doing a separate post for the LPL, likely on Saturday evening. Like I mentioned on the other shows, I'm going to be tied up for most of the morning and afternoon on Saturday. I'm going to miss most of the LEC. I should be able to catch everything else. I'm going to miss most of the LEC, and I'll probably be back to catch the LCS match. I'll be doing an LPL show tomorrow evening, and probably later than usual, like during the week, because I want to watch the LCS match, or I'll be recording it, you know, in between games for the LCS match or something along those lines. And then I'll be doing a separate LPL show likely later on Saturday night or on Sunday morning. Anyway, we have the semifinals here. Cloud9 are -189 on the money line. The -1.5 maps at +124. The -2.5 maps at +386. Team Liquid +154 on the money line. +1.5 maps at -150. +2.5 at -531. -1.5 at +342. And -2.5 at +1012. The over 3.5 maps is at -365. Under is +250. 4.5 over is +143, under is -193. I'm mentioning those in this case because I think, you know, some people might be interested in that. All right, man. So Cloud9 have been just an absolute, it's just been a very, very frustrating betting season for Cloud9 for me. It seems like I've gone to bat for them. I'm not like completely whiffing like I was with TSM earlier this year, but recently, every time I've gone to back them, they've won or they've lost, like, embarrassingly. The exception was that 100 Thieves series. And, you know, for the most part, you know, I've been overpaying. I'm literally committing a cardinal fucking sin when it comes to handicapping and overpaying a model projection for a team and knowing that I'm overpaying and signing up and doing it anyway because I believe in this team and I believe that they're legitimately good. They're just inconsistent. You know, I don't usually consume a ton of league media. I really don't, but I kind of caught myself in doing some of that just with a weird week at work and everything. I ended up just like listening to a lot of different podcasts and stuff like that. I think a lot of people have similar thoughts that I do about this Cloud9 team in that it seems like they play almost entitled, if that makes sense. Like, no matter what composition they're handed, it's almost like they're a fighter that no matter what weapon they're handed, they always play it the same way. And, you know, for a long time, they were good enough to just, like, brute force win everything with every comp that's drafted for them and overcome bad drafts, good drafts, weird drafts, you know, odd drafts, all these different styles, just because they were that much better than everybody. I don't know if it's the rest of the league catching up or if it's just negligence or laziness or arrogance on their part. But, you know, they're kind of just piloting their drafts the same way that they do all the time. That match against FlyQuest last week, they had a couple compositions where they were supposed to be using ultimates to fish for flash cooldowns and then, you know, waiting for the ultimate cooldown and trying to capitalize on the flash cooldowns being down while their ultimate's back up. This is a pretty common thing in professional play, but Cloud9, just like an ogre in the room, are just brute forcing everything because that's worked for them in the past, and right now it's not working for them. I think it's kind of it's probably mostly the rest of the league just catching up with them and that they can't just brute force win stuff anymore. And they're kind of like, you know, learning how to deal with that. But that's kind of my interpretation of what happened last week in the FlyQuest match. It's kind of what happened in most of their losses this season has been the same kind of thing where it's like, you know, they're trying to jam a square peg in a round hole, so to speak. Right. Here's the thing with this match. I really do, you know, I ended up writing a decent amount on this, but, like, I really think this match comes down to whether or not you think Cloud9 are going to do that, or they're going to learn from their sins? Like, seriously, I really think, like, because the way this market is priced, like, any kind of statistical model is going to tell you, oh yeah, it's value on the dog, right? Like, you typically have to pay a premium for favorites in playoffs, right? You know, you get a bump for Cloud9 having side choice. Qualitatively, is it like 99% of this handicap specifically is a qualitative handicap, and it's whether or not you think you're going to get good Cloud9 or bad Cloud9 tomorrow. I really like, that's really all it is. And you know, for me personally, you know, I'll be honest with you, like, I'm a little bit blind on this team. Like, I've got blinders on with this team. They've been my kryptonite this season. You know, you're not supposed to get necessarily attached to teams as a handicapper, but you know, there's certain teams that I see a certain profile, and all of the data is screaming one thing. And just because it's not coming up that way, you know, you tend to want to, you know, wait for regression, right? All of the data for Cloud9 is staggeringly good. Like, it's ridiculously good. I mean, you look at that series that they had last week against FlyQuest. They lost 0-3. They got swept. Cloud9 have the best average game grade over the last four games in the LCS, still, even after getting swept last week. Now, it's not like those games, the third game they should have won. They were up big in the third game. And if you look at, like, going four games back would be looking back into that last series where they shit stomped Tundra Thieves so hard that it's warping this sample. But guess what? If you go back to last eight games, same thing. And guess who's number two in trending performance? It's Liquid. It's not FlyQuest. It's Liquid. Look at trending game grade performance. Liquid are number two in the league right now. And they are with margin behind Cloud9. So people always wonder, like, why do I keep going to bat with this team? Why do I keep going back to the well? It's because of stuff like this, right? Like, you look at Agnostic Economy. The differential could probably be bigger. Like, normally elite teams have a bigger Agnostic differential than this. But again, they're coming off an 0-3. They have so, like, huge percentage of their wins are quality wins. Huge percentage of their wins are blowout wins. Two-thirds of their losses are quality losses. You have Liquid, who are a team that have a lead of any size at 20 minutes in just 38.5% of their games. You know, they have a significant deficit at 20 in 23% of their games for Liquid. Like, I know Cloud9 are doing dumb stuff. They almost remind me a lot of, like, the World Championship winning Invictus Gaming lineup. I believe it's 2018 Invictus, where they just do stupid shit sometimes. Like, that was the Jackie Love. That was where the Jackie Love meme came from. So they just do stupid shit sometimes. Now, they're not doing it individually. They're doing it as a team. They're just like, they're just an ogre. They're just they're bigger, stronger, faster, everything than you. They're just a little bit dumb sometimes. So I really think, like, this series is probably going to be, okay, if you get Cloud9 in good form with good drafts, or even just decent drafts, I think they're just going to 3-0 Liquid, 3-0 or 3-1. And if they're doing their dumb Cloud9 shit again, and they're just doing dumb stuff again tomorrow, then Liquid are going to win. And I really think this handicap is, like, that simple, and it's almost purely a qualitative handicap. I personally think I'm just going to trust the numbers. I'm going to trust what I've seen in the good games from Cloud9 and just know what I'm signing up for. You just have to know that these kind of teams tend to be frustrating. Maybe they aren't this kind of team. Maybe they have been, and this is just going to turn around. Maybe I'm huffing too much copium. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with this team. But, like, everything, like, all the evidence says that this is an easy fix. Like, this is a conceptual easy fix where you just need to direct the attention to it and focus on it, and it's no problem. This isn't a structural issue, right? Now, you know, I have my criticism for the coaching staff, but, like, still, like, all they need to do is not be a negative 10, like, in intelligence level for this match, and they should win this match. So, yeah, I'm going to err on the side of that. Like, basically, you have a bunch of thoroughbreds. You have a thoroughbred team. You have a great team. You're just, you know, basically hoping they don't do stupid shit. If they do stupid shit, then so be it. You just have to know what you're signing up for. Because the fact of the matter is, like, if you get good Cloud9 in this series, this should be north of, like, minus 250. And you know, if you don't, then, you know, it should be like an even money coin flip series because everybody only in the LCS sucks. So that's the way I'm at. Like, I think, like, you could play, I almost never play map totals because you're almost always better off playing one spread or the other, pick one. But this is a candidate for map total unders. Like, I could easily see this being a 3-0 Liquid sweep. I could see this being a 3-0 Cloud9 sweep. I'm picking the Cloud9 side of that. I understand that I'm overpaying for it. It's a cardinal sin what I'm doing. This is exactly what you're not supposed to do. It's why you develop models, to see when you're off base. But I really do think that just pick a sweep or pick a map spread. Pick -1.5 for Liquid or -1.5 for Cloud9, and you're going to get there, I think. Because either Cloud9 have figured, like, either Cloud9 can focus up and call attention to this, and they're going to win this match, like, easily. Because I think there's, I think Liquid are so easy for them to exploit, like, through the mid and jungle. Like, I just think they can attack that. It's going to be so easy for them to exploit APA and you know, stabilizing the outer lanes. But to me, like, this is Cloud9 -1.5 maps, -2.5 maps, or Cloud9 kill spreads, or Liquid -1.5, -2.5. Like, I really, like, I think that's it. Like, I don't think this is going to be a 5-game slobber knocker. I really think this is just going to be one team is good. Like, either good Cloud9 show up or bad, or they don't, and that's the end of it. I opted for the Cloud9 side. I did not play the money line. I played -1.5 maps at +127 for one unit. I also played Cloud9 -2.5 maps at +393 for 0.2 units. Those are my plays for that. I will have a show for the finals on Sunday once we know the matchup. Probably I'll release that probably much later tomorrow night, Saturday night. I'll also have an LPL show on Saturday earlier in the evening, probably like right around dinner time or so, maybe 6:30, 7, something like that Eastern. I will see you then, and good luck this morning.